So Robbie created giggles.
Okay.
Okay.
My daughter giggles a lot, so I don't know if you fully created it, but
well,
you want.
I wrote the code.
Okay, so you take the amount of money that the single board computer cost,
yes,
and then you take the performance of it, separated in the really
various categories.
Various categories,
yeah, like CPU, RAM,
CPU.
RAM,
yes, exactly.
UTEX.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that your single board computer has the lowest giggle because you want to have it so that you get the most performance
for
the least amount of money. So you're aiming for a low giggle count. Is that right?
Absolutely.
That makes very clear sense to me. And as you're describing, I'm picturing myself walking through the grocery store where you see like, oh, you buy this at a kilogram and this at a pound.
Exactly. It's like, well, how much is it per 100 grams?
Exactly.
That's what I want.
And then you break it down and you go, oh, that's a better deal.
Exactly.
So totally
that's
makes
what
sense.
We're doing here. So we're essentially doing that kind of breakdown for single board computers. I use the scenario and the like a fake scenario where, okay, Jeff, I've got a single board computer for $10. Mm-hmm. And it gives me 2,000 as events per second.
Right.
That's the performance of it. And it costs me $10. Okay. Now, I've got another board that gets 4,000 events per second, but it cost me $20. So if I didn't know the giggle score of these systems, I might look at that $10 system and think, oh, it's cheaper than the $20
right.
system.
Right. So buy the $20.
So, no, buy the
$10,
because it's cheaper.
Yes.
But what I don't realize, and I'm using very, very simple numbers so that the math is really, really easy to follow, the $10 one is 2,000 events per second. The $20 one, which costs exactly twice as much, is exactly twice the speed to 4,000 events per second.
Right.
So, giggle score-wise, these two boards are exactly the same giggle score.
Right.
Right.
Makes giggle
sense.
Cost. They're exactly the same value for the money. So what we've done is we've said, okay, well, with a Raspberry Pi at $35 and a ROC 64 at $45 and a ROC Pro 64 at $80, how do you factor which one is the best value?
Right. Well, and I remember when the Odroid came out and we had that episode about being the Pi killer, that was the big thing. We're like, oh, it's 4-core, but it's like double
the
price. 8 cores, that's right.
8 cores,
it's like
2 gigs
of RAM. And oh, it's so much better.
Right.
So, same deal.
Exactly, because the Odroid XU4 runs $59. That's this guy.
Right.
Right? So when you've got a $59 SBC versus a $35 SBC, well, how do they measure up?
Right. Makes sense.
So the giggle score will tell us. Now, last week we got the giggle score of the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+, and the giggle score is 350.9.
Okay.
The giggle cost, I should say.
Okay.
So tonight we're going to be looking at the Odroid XU4 as well as the Nano Pi M4.
Perfect.
Now, when we started looking at the Odroid XU4, this was like bleeding edge breakthrough. We called it the Raspberry Pi killer.
Yes.
Why? Because this was one of the first ones that we found that had true gigabit Ethernet. It had
right.
It has the GPIO. It's got a power switch. It's got USB 3. It's got twice as much RAM as the best Raspberry Pi on the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing a year ago. Still hasn't changed.
Right.
Raspberry Pi still hasn't changed. Their brand new Raspberry Pi microcomputer has half as much RAM as the one that we looked at a year ago.
Right.
So this one's looked to us to be, hey, this is really, really good value because it's so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The giggle score will show us what the value really is.
Right. And so we haven't done that yet, so we got to figure that out tonight.
Yeah, and I say that this was like a year ago, to say that the Nano Pi M4, this is the evolution of single board computers. The ROC 64 is the evolution of where single board computers are going.
Right.
We're so close to single board computers, these little microcomputers being a toss-up between this and a desktop or a laptop computer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you can see this and say, I can get just as much power in this as I can for a $2,000 desktop, say, then you start to say, what?
Why wouldn't I?
This is the way to go.
Yes.
But certainly we're at that point where these are, hey, set-top boxes?
Exactly.
I don't have to buy that $300 computer, which is pretty fair for a set-top box, like
yeah.
a basic computer that I'm going to connect to my TV through HDMI and give me access to things like Netflix and YouTube and a little bit of gaming for the kids and whatever else. Or I can do this, the Nano Pi M4, for $65.
Right. Which makes sense.
Which has 6 cores, which is, it's got 4 USB 3, It's got up to 10 gigabit Ethernet. Mm-hmm. It's got integrated gigabit Ethernet, but it's also got the GPIO that you can connect 10 gig. It's got all kinds of other stuff. Let's get right to it. So okay. We understand the giggle score?
Yes.
So BP9, the lower the giggle score, the better the value for the money.
So far, where are we at compared to last week? Who's so far got the best value for money?
So far, it's the ROC 64. The ROC 64 is the best value for the money as of episode number 583 of Category 5 Technology TV. This one has a giggle score of 51.37. Next up was the ROC Pro 64, which is the larger model, which I actually expected to perform better than the ROC 64.
But it wasn't.
But it did in some ways, but this is where you really got to watch the numbers that you get from your giggle score comparison, because this is a free tool that I've written. You can get it through github.com/cat5tv/cat5tv-sbctest. What you do find with this one, Jeff, and what we found last week, is the CPU benchmarks about twice as fast as the ROC 64.
Okay.
So if CPU is what you're looking for,
then that's the way to go.
Then this is the one to go with. Okay. Even though Giggle Score says this one is more expensive for what you're getting.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So even though the Giggle Score of this one is lower, which means it's the best value for the money, this one is still more powerful.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So don't mistake Giggle Score for benchmarks. We've always had benchmarks.
Right. Yeah.
There are tons of benchmarks of single board computers all across the web. Yeah. You can find them everywhere. What we have never had is a comparison that shows us the value for the money. That is what Giggle Scores are.
I love it.
Okay. And Giggle Scores are Linux only, correct? Are they? That's a question in the chat room.
I haven't written a Windows version.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know an SBC that I would really care to put Windows on anyways.
Fair enough. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are... That'll answer. And along that vein, yes, I've opted for Debian Stretch on all of these boards as I'm testing. Mm-hmm. So I wanted the comparison to be very fair. I'm using SBC test version 1.0 from my GitHub page. So all of the tests are using the same version, and so the comparison is very accurate. I've even gone so far as buying several of the same Kingston micro SD cards.
Okay.
So that IO wise everything is exactly the same.
Right, makes sense.
All right. So we've got the XU4Q. This is from Odroid. This one goes for $59.
Okay,
we've got these. We love them. They are powerful. They are awesome. And then we've got the NanoPi M4. The NanoPi M4. Let's get in on these so you guys can get a little bit of a closer look. I want to show you. Now, I know you can't see the board here because I've got this in a case, but I do love it. The XU4Q, it's got gigabit Ethernet. It's got USB 2 there, but on the other side here, we've got two USB 3s. It's got a giant heat sink sticking out the top. At least I thought it was giant until I saw the M4. It does have a power button, which you don't get on a Raspberry Pi. I do like that. Other side here, let's see what we got. Bah, bah. It has eMMC as well, which is kind of cool. On my case, it's covered, but there's a switch here that changes on this side here. This changes whether you're booting from SD or eMMC. We've got an SD port here, and that's where that goes. Full-size HDMI. And that's pretty cool. So that's the XU4. Now, let's look at the NanoPi M4. So that's what it looks like. We've done an unboxing on the show if you want to learn more about it. It's a little bit interesting in that, first of all, the eMMC is a different kind of interface. So this is the eMMC port, but you have to have the special kind of card in order to operate that. It's not going to take my standard eMMC. Power for this one is not a barrel connector like it is for the XU4. It comes in on an OTG or USB-C cable. And this is what's interesting here, too. So when we're looking at price, we also have to factor in things like, okay, well, true, you're going to need a case for stuff. This one, I've just got it on the heatsink. But this one, you're going to need the heatsink.
Yes.
Another $7. You're going to need a power cord, but what's crazy about this one is it needs 4 amps.
That's right.
So 5 volt, 4 amps. Good luck finding a power supply. What I did, Jeff, is I took a 600 watt ATX power supply.
Okay.
I adapted that to USB 5 volt 120 amp.
Okay.
120 amps. Plugged in USB-C cable, ran that to the USB-C input port on the NanoPi M4, and 100 and some odd 120 amps was more than enough.
to power this bad boy.
I'm going to say that most people aren't going to go that route.
No. No. I also had the thought today that you could get like a laptop power adapter.
Right.
19 volts, probably right. about 90 watts, which is 18 amps. And downstep that, get a downstep converter to take that down to 5 volts. Then you've got an 18 amp, 5 volt power adapter.
Right.
And then you just have to adapt it to USB-C.
Right.
For example, like I've done here. Or, of course, you can just buy a USB
where there's that
4 amp.
Yes.
But they're hard to find. I couldn't believe.
Did it not come with one, though?
No. I mean, a single board computer, you're buying this circuit board. You're buying the board. And then all of the accessories that you want in addition to that.
So you can't get it as a kit. Like,
I know with Raspberry Pi,
it's got kits.
Raspberry Pi, like Canna Kit, they are a company.
Kit.
Yeah. Me too. And they have put together a kit and they're selling that kit.
Right. Okay.
But that's them doing it. It's not Raspberry Pi doing that necessarily. It's Canna Kit doing that. So do keep that in mind. So this one, I mentioned the heatsink. This M4 has a honking huge heatsink.
Yeah,
look
massive.
At that. Yeah, and we found out that this is actually quarter-inch threaded, so you can put that on a tripod, Jeff. I guess, though, that you could create some kind of mounting apparatus to do a really cool kind of rig.
Interesting.
That is kind of neat, but huge honking heatsink. So let's fire these bad boys up. I want to see how these perform. Now, the reason we're putting these two head-to-head is because we understand these two boards to be really, really high performance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These are not Raspberry Pis. These are like the performing boards. These are the ones that we really expect to do well.
Yes.
XU4 with 8 cores, 2 gigs of RAM. The NanoPi M4 with 4 gigs of RAM, and 6 cores.
Right. Okay.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Okay, so on your left, we've got the Odroid XU4. On the right, we've got the NanoPi M4. Head-to-head, let's go. All right, the value is $59 on the Odroid XU4. The M4 is $65. So the test is going to tell us the value there. Wow, CPU's already done for the CPU benchmark on the NanoPi M4. And that score is not too shabby. 3,063 events per second. That's higher than our top runner, the ROG Pro 64, had 2,897 last week. And it's already done. We haven't even finished the CPU benchmark on the Odroid XU4. That's surprising. Okay, so let's look at the NanoPi M4, which has an incredible giggle score. Can you guys see that? 50.6. 50.6 puts the NanoPi M4 into the first place spot, and the NanoPi M4 is now rated as our top performing board, but also the best giggle value, so the best value for the money. On the left-hand side, back to the Odroid XU4, which was screaming about a year ago, 481.1 giggles. I'm going to give you the breakdown. So that puts the Odroid XU4 at a very poor spot as far as giggle value.
Right.
What that tells us is that dollar for dollar, mm-hmm. the value of the XU4 is actually kind of bad. at $59
right.
US. Okay? So let's look at the specifications. I mentioned the NanoPi M4. The CPU result is incredible. I mean, just awesome. Twice that of the ROG 64, which was last week's winner. Okay, moving along to RAM results here. At $65, we have a result of 847,368 events per second, which has a fantastic giggle score. The Mutex value, 19.83 events per second. And again, the giggle cost is only 50.6.
That is Great.
Keep in mind, the Rock 64, which really impressed us last week,
right,
was 51.37.
Right.
So pretty close.
Pretty close. So we can look at this. So the value for the dollar between these two boards is almost identical.
Right.
These are our top two right now.
So does one have something that the other doesn't?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And that's why comparing the Giggle score to the actual benchmarks that is provided by the software is very important. So let's look at that. They're almost identical as far as their value for the money, the Giggle score.
Right.
50.6, 51.37, both very good value. This one, right here, the Rock 64, can perform 1,422 events per second on the CPU based on last week's test.
Yes. Okay.
This one just now, this is the NanoPi M4, 3,063 events per second.
So three times.
Twice as, two, almost three times.
Wow.
Incredible.
Pretty significant.
Yeah. So same value for the money.
Yes.
This one is significantly more powerful. That said, price-wise, so now let's go back to comparing. This one's $45, this one's $65, right?
Right.
Right.
So we look at that and we say, oh, well, this one seems like more value, but we know from the Giggle score that they're actually about the same value, but this one is significantly faster. So you're paying an extra $20 and you are actually getting
more performance.
Perfect value for the NanoPi M4 at $65. Absolutely perfect value for that extra power at $20 extra.
Okay.
Versus the Pine 64, Rock 64. Both fantastic boards. This one, unbelievable. Absolutely
impressed.
Yeah,
that was quick.
Yes. Hmm. The Odroid XU4, on the other hand, didn't do too well. Only 261.179 events per second on the CPU. Significantly lower than any of the other boards that we looked at, except for the Raspberry Pi Model 3, or the 3 Model B+.
See, I would have thought the Odroid would have been screaming.
A year ago, when all we had was the Raspberry Pi 3. Now, keep in mind, I tested the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+. This wasn't out when we got the XU4.
Right.
When we got the XU4, it was against the model the Model B.
Correct, yes.
So it probably performs even less than the B+.
Right.
Plus, okay?
I would love to see the Giggle score for, like, the Pi Zero.
Oh, man, we just don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for that. That'd take weeks. Yeah. So keep that in mind. So this is not the newest board in the universe, okay?
Right.
But it did still perform 140 events per second more than the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus,
right,
on the CPU. RAM wise, 363,577 events per second. So pretty poor compared to the Raspberry Pi. The RAM is in fact slower. So that's
okay.
Good to know. And the Mutex result at just 13.237 events per second. So again, the Giggle score on this one is 481.1. So that tells us that this one is the worst value for the money right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Odroid have anything coming out that might be better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We're not going there today.
Okay.
But it's coming.
Stay tuned.
It's coming. Yes, absolutely they do. They
okay.
absolutely do.
Good. They need it at this.
Yes. So very interesting to see that in reality. Like, that's the reality of it, folks. So our top boards right now, the NanoPi M4 is in first place. The Rock 64 in second place with a very close Giggle value. So the value for both of these boards are exceptional. Mm-hmm. The Rock 64 is $20 cheaper, so you're going to save some money. But the value of both of those boards are pretty much identical. The Rock 64 or the Rock Pro 64 is our third. And we're just going to talk about the top three from this point forward and eliminate the rest. So there you go. Get the Giggle score of your single board computer by going to github.com/cat5tv/cat5tv-sbctest. And you'll be able to get that free software for Linux. And do test it against the same software base as us, which is Debian Stretch. That'll give you the best, most accurate results. I.O. doesn't matter. It doesn't test against the I.O., so you're not going to affect things if you have a slow SD card or a fast eMMC. Doesn't matter.
Right.
That won't affect your Giggle score. Let us know your thoughts. Has this been surprising for you?
Yes.
This is really just kind of the start of this, because as new single board computers come out, we're going to be testing them with their giggle value, and we've got a graph there that is available through that GitHub page as well, and you can see the results that have been submitted so far as we add those. So, unbelievable.
That's crazy. I had high hopes that Odroid was going to cream everything, simply because
I expected it to beat the Raspberry Pi as far as value goes, because it is it is a lot more powerful than the Raspberry Pi. Keep that in mind.
Yes, absolutely.
Value-wise, it's less value for the money.
Yeah, that,
right.
But
it is,
shocked me.
It is still more powerful. So do keep that in mind. But now, the M4 and the ROG 64 blast even the XU4 out of the water. Like,
it's
here we are in
2018. It's amazing how quick things change.
End
in
of
one
2018
year.
When we're doing this. Yes, exactly.
Wild.
And we're going to see over the next year now. We're getting really, really excited as Pine 64 is working really, really hard to bring out new devices that are really, really exciting. Can't talk too much about it. We've got other vendors. Odroid, yes.
Awesome.
They're bringing out another board. They've got another board available right now. And more devices coming out from all different vendors. NanoPi is getting me excited right now. There's a lot of great competition out there.
That is.
And they're pushing the envelope.
Cool.